In John, in his gospel, and in his letters, there is something that John gets to quite often, and they go hand in hand, and that is faith and love. These two things go hand in hand. You can't have one without the others, basically what John tells us, and we see that theme especially in his first letter, 1 John. And he lays it out for us in the first couple verses of 1 John chapter 5 that we had this morning, where faith and love and things that define that, they're mutually dependent upon each other. You can't have one without the other. You can't have faith if you don't have love. They are both part of the same thing. So let's break down these first few verses here from 1 John chapter 5. The first thing that John says here is that everyone who believes is born of God. So to believe in God, to have faith in God, means that you are one who is born of God. And we are born of God through water and word, through the preaching of the word. That is our faith. And this is clear in John, the gospel, and other places in Scripture that to be born of God is something God does to you. In John 15, we heard today Jesus saying, "I chose you, you did not choose me." Faith is a gift of God, and to believe then is to be born of God. The Gospels are clear too, that once you are born of God, you are a changed person. That your life will reflect the fact that you have faith in Christ, that you are born of God. Your life will bear this out because you are changed. And as a changed person, as a person who is chosen by God, you are set apart for a purpose. To believe is to be born of God. And John goes on. He says, to be born of God is to love. Now, guys, it's okay. It doesn't have to be sappy. This love thing in the Gospels and in our letter today, it's not a sappy, emotional love. It's a love that has action to it. It does things. And notice who John talks about it being active towards. As we're reading this letter, you would think that the first thing John would say is to love God, but he doesn't start there. Instead, he talks about loving others who are born of God. To believe is to be born of God. To be born of God is to love. To love is to love others who are also born of God. Look around, the people sitting next to you. These are people who are born of God. People who are born of God are other believers. If you love God, you love other believers also. They go hand in hand. They cannot be separated from each other. Our love for other believers, how we treat each other, how we take care of each other, could perhaps be one of the most powerful witnesses we could give to the rest of the world. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't love others. We don't love those who do not profess faith. We do that certainly too, but it starts really by how we love each other. Important things here. So, to believe is to be born of God. To be born of God is to love. To love is to love those who are also born of God. And, John goes on, to love believers is also to love God. We love people, and we are to love God. All these things go hand in hand. You cannot divide one from the other. Our love for people is bound to our love for God, and vice versa. Our love for God is bound and evidenced in our love for people. And then the last part of this that John gives us comes in verse 3, where he says, "For the love of God is this, that we obey his commands." And what are his commands? What does it mean to love God? It means to be obedient to his command, and his command is to love God and love people. It's like a circular creed. You could say it over and over again and kind of keep going in circles. To believe is to be born of God. To be born of God is to love others who are born of God. To love others who are born of God means that you also love God. To love God is to obey his commands. His commands are to love God and love people. This is faith and love, hand in hand, inseparable from each other, both in John's gospel and in his letters. These commands, though, they can feel like a weight upon your shoulders. They can feel like a burden, something you have to pull. They can weigh you down. And the reason they can weigh you down is because as we profess faith in God and we try to live by his commands and as we try to love people, we recognize very quickly that people often are kind of rotten and sometimes difficult to love. That can be a burden. It can be a weight. Another weight that can be thrown upon us is the fact that the world scorns us. We'll throw all it has against believers. Love for your neighbor sometimes means that, well, you might have to call them out on their sin, even when the world does not recognize that their sin is sin. Love for your neighbor, love for other believers, sometimes means that you draw scorn upon yourself from those who don't love that person the same way. Or maybe they're not the popular kid in school or something like that. This can be a burden, it can be a weight. Love for God might mean standing against the world's belief, specifically that belief that our God is the only true God, and the only true truth out there is Jesus Christ. Not a popular opinion nowadays. How dare we say such a thing? Living according to that truth can put a weight upon your shoulders, a burden. Love for God and neighbor can frankly even cause you physical stress. It can cause you pain. Maybe that pain comes by persecution. Maybe it comes by the fact that you are sacrificing yourself for the good of someone else. It can hurt to love people. Yet, in all this, John tells us that God's commandments, his teachings, his instruction to love God and to love neighbor are not burdensome. They are not a weight. For whatever is born of God, that's you, conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? When the world seems victorious and we feel defeated, when it does feel like God's commands can be heavy, we remember that it's not our obedience to those commands that brings us victory. It's faith in Jesus that is victory. It's faith in Jesus, the Son of God, who has overcome the world, who has died for our sins, who has conquered death itself in his resurrection, who ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, where he mediates for you and I. He prays before the Father on your behalf. He is our victory. Faith in Jesus, the Son of God, is our victory. In his resurrection, he defeated everything the world, the devil, sin could have possibly thrown at him. Often when I read from 1 John, I think of it as commands, as potentially burdensome reading, as it puts a weight upon me to do things and to love and to resist sin in a way that I know I will often fail at. But then I remember this word. This is the victory that conquers the world. Our faith. Simple, pure, only our faith. Not our works, not our obedience, but our faith. And so we should hear these words as a message of encouragement to stay strong in the faith that Jesus Christ has given you. To remember him and to continue in his love for each other, for our neighbors, for God, and for his instruction. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, we thank you for what you have given us, this blessed gift of faith, the knowledge that you have called us to be your children, and that you also have called others to be your children as well. Help us, O Lord, to love in action those who are around us, to love those who desperately need to know you more or don't know you at all. Help us to be obedient to your command, to do these things out of our love for you that you have given for us. We pray this in your name.